Podcast 16, an overview of the Gospel of Luke. The Gospel reading for today is Luke 1, verses 1 to 4. For the month of July, we're following the Bible Society focus on Luke's Gospel. In June, we did a mini-series looking at four of the parables in Luke's Gospel. And often we read the Gospel given by the lectionary, focusing on one small section of Scripture. But today I want to pull out and have a look at the big picture, an overview of Luke's Gospel, detailing the main themes and distinctiveness of Luke's Gospel. So we're going to look at the big picture of Luke's Gospel as a whole, rather than focusing on a particular small part of Scripture. My aim for this is that it will help us better understand the context and type of literature in Luke's Gospel in relation to different types of biblical and secular literature of the time, as well as we'll have a look at the major themes of Luke's Gospel. But first I want to look at the genre of Luke's Gospel. Genre influences how we read things, what weight or credibility we give them. For example, consider how we would read a legal contract compared to a devotional book, or watch a full-length movie compared to a short video clip of a news broadcast. Commentators note that the reader or hearer comes to these texts with different expectations and goals, depending on the kind of text he or she is reading. So what kind of literature is a gospel, and Luke's Gospel particularly? Was there a secular equivalent at the time Luke wrote his gospel? Many recent scholars have come to recognize the New Testament Gospels, but especially Matthew, Mark, and Luke, belong to the group of Greco-Roman biography literature. A typical Greco-Roman biography of that time has features which are easily identified as characteristics of Luke's Gospel. They focus on a primary character. The main character appears at the outset of the narrative. There's emphasis on the already formed morals and ethics of that character. There's a lack of interest in political and military processes at that time, and a tendency for the narrative to conclude quickly after the main character's death. For Luke's Gospel, the structure and conventions of the Greco-Roman biography fit neatly with his purpose for writing, which he states in Luke 1, verse 3. I too decided to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. The biography genre gives Luke a structure for his orderly account and enables Luke to focus primarily on Jesus and discuss Jesus' teaching, miracles, death, and resurrection in detail. Luke's Gospel is unique among the Gospels, and it must always be considered as part of a two-volume work, Luke and Acts. These two works are two parts of a single grand literary work in which Luke tells the story of salvation history in a stately and gracious manner. Luke and Acts together make up 28% of the New Testament writings, making Luke the single biggest contributor to the New Testament scriptures. The author, tradition holds that Luke was actually a traveling companion of Paul. He's often called Luke the physician, which means he's portrayed as an educated person from the Greco-Roman world. He probably lived in a city in Asia Minor, the most likely candidate being Antioch. The audience. Who is Luke writing this gospel for? In the first case, Theophilus, which is Greek for lover of God, who is probably Luke's patron. A patron in those days introduced the book to their wider circle of friends, so the book gained a wider circulation. So Theophilus is probably a real person, but the intention is that the book will not be only read by him. Luke is not writing this book for the single readership of Theophilus. The target group for Luke's Gospel is Greek-speaking Jews, Gentiles, and God-fearers. written in Greek like all the other Gospels, Luke's audience would have been predominantly those who lived outside the boundaries of Israel and did not speak Aramaic or Hebrew. Luke's language. Luke's Greek is the highest quality and style of anything in the New Testament. Luke's Gospel reads more like a novel in the Greek tradition rather than Mark's Gospel, which has a kind of basic quality at times to the Greek grammar. So anyone on the street of a Greek city picking up a copy of Luke's Gospel would have felt at home and would have been able to read it reasonably easily as long as their Greek level of proficiency was good. The content of Luke's Gospel. An outline of Luke's Gospel reveals four main elements in the structure of the narrative. Firstly, introductory material introducing the main character, Jesus, and other important characters. Secondly, Jesus and his ministry in Galilee. Thirdly, the journey from Capernaum to Jerusalem, the travel narrative. And finally, Jesus in Jerusalem, his passion and resurrection. So what are the key themes in Luke's Gospel? And how do they differ from other Gospels, such as Matthew or Mark? Luke has a very strong theme of God's care for the least, the last, and the lost. But let's first consider Luke's view of Jesus. In Luke's Gospel, Jesus has a particular focus on four groups of outcasts and has special compassion for these groups. And these four groups of outcasts are Samaritans, Gentiles, tax collectors, and sinners. Probably the most well-known of these are the conversion of Zacchaeus, the parable of the Good Samaritan, and the parable of the prodigal son. Luke also recounts the story of the Gadarene demoniac, who Jesus heals and then sends back as a missionary to his Gentile city. Luke continues to make the Gentiles a focus when he comes to write Acts, particularly with the Acts narration of the outrage to the Gentiles, wherever they may be found. Another theme that occurs in Luke, in a distinctive way compared to Matthew and Mark, is the prominence of women in the gospel narrative. The birth narratives are told from the point of view of Elizabeth and Mary, as compared to Joseph's perspective in Matthew chapter 1. The parables seem to offer a balance of men's and women's occupations and roles. The lost sheep, a male item, is contrasted with the lost coin, a female item. Jesus praises Mary's devotion in attending to his teaching, rather than reinforcing the more traditional female role that Martha does. Jesus' ministry to the poor is another focus theme for Luke. And this is combined with a theme of stewardship of material possessions, especially by those who are well off. It is only in Luke, compared to, say, Matthew's Beatitudes, where four Beatitudes are balanced with four woes, and the woes are directed towards the rich, the well-fed, the laughing, and the well-spoken of. The parables of the rich fool and the rich man and Lazarus fit in here, and warn us sharply about those who spend all their riches simply to improve their own lifestyles and standards of living. And finally, a theme that is more prominent in the other Gospels but less prominent in Luke is the emphasis on imminent eschatology, in other words, the end of the age. Luke doesn't focus on this very much at all compared to the other Gospels. Rather, Luke presents the idea that a second coming of Jesus may well be delayed without ruling out the possibility that it will happen at some point in time. So that's an overview of some of the key elements of the Gospel of Luke. And having finished this overview, I now commend the Gospel of Luke to all of you. It's such a wonderful story, full of promise and hope, and telling the story that has changed lives throughout the centuries.